Chapter 7. Religion.
As the smartest and most evolved creatures on Earth, humans had it pretty good. Our position atop the food chain kept us fat and happy. Mineral resources abounded and public restrooms dotted the landscape. But being human did carry with it one terrible burden. Awareness. This awareness led us to some difficult realizations that never seemed to occur to dolphins or collies. Realizations like, we die. Dolphins and collies were two of our most communicative animal brethren and would often warn us of trouble, whether it be down at the mill or out past the old shipwreck on Breakers Point. Humans seemed to be the only creature that realized life did not last forever, that everyone, every living thing, even famous celebrities like television and film star George Clooney, eventually died. The thought that we would one day cease to exist, all our passions and hatred subsumed by nothingness, was, as the noted philosopher Soren Kierkegaard once said, a total mindfuck. The knowledge of our eventual demise presented two options. A, find comfort in life as a transitory and purposeless sideshow, or B, find comfort in death as a doorway to a far richer and fulfilling state of being. We mostly went with B. We called it religion. Religion usually centered on an omnipotent being or beings known as God. Gods, or for reasons too tedious to get into here, G-D. These beings were responsible for all the mysteries of life, and loyal service to them assured an eternal life in their protection and glory. Life suddenly had meaning. We weren't a chance collection of organisms careening aimlessly through the universe. We were created for a purpose, to show our appreciation for being created. The earth, the heavens, night, rain, God created them all so that we would have a nice place to worship, exalt, praise, honor, and generally kiss the ass of the one who made it all possible. Narcissistic? Not if you can back it up. And religion proved not only an existential salve, but a practical one. Religious doctrine provided very specific, step-by-step instruction on almost every aspect of life, from dress to morality to diet. Should I eat this pork chop? No. Cover my head? Sure. Can I have an oyster? For crying out loud, just order the chicken. Provided, of course, it's been killed with one cut to the throat. One. I'm mad at my neighbor. May I poke out his eye? Only if he poked out yours. Religion rendered the world simple and appealed to peasant and aristocrat alike. Peasants took comfort that their suffering in this world was merely a golden ladder to eternal justice and plenty. Aristocrats took comfort that the peasants who believed that were less likely to foment bloodshed against aristocrats. So for a while there, the whole God thing was really working well for us. But there was one problem. We agreed religious dogma was the inerrant word of God. We just couldn't agree on which God, or even agree to disagree on which God. So minor disagreements on diet and wardrobe became centuries-long battles to the death. It turned out that killing a person was hard, but killing an infidel, easy, even rewarding. And an infidel was simply someone who maybe disagreed that Jesus was the actual Son of God, or that one must pray five times daily, or that anyone could eat matzah for 8 straight days without becoming irregular. Thus, religion helped overcome man's catastrophic tendency towards neighborliness and smoothed the way for millennia of wars, allowing millions of people to discover firsthand whether or not their religion was right about the whole post-death non-oblivion thing. So to sum up, religion provided great comfort to a world torn apart by religion.